a cloth. There's a bag right there, tote bag
oh, yes,
right
that's
there.
Oh, what about a burlap bag? Do they call
it? Yes, it's burlap.
Well,
that's using burlap for chair bottoming.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you make this?
I made that. I got a pretty one I'm about to finish now.
Oh, that's pretty. Does it have a hard bottom? Yes,
not
it does.
Put some wood in the bottom of it.
Goodness. Oh, around here, do they ever have a term they use to refer to a burlap bag, such as feed came in?
Feed bags.
You ever hear it called a croaker sack?
Croaker sack. Right.
Is that that is a burlap bag?
That's a burlap bag. I knew it croaker sack before I did a burlap.
Oh, really? Maybe I should have started off and asked you about the croaker sack, man. Go that way. If you were taking corn or meal or something to a mill at one time, taking it to a mill, the amount that you would take to the mill at one time would be
about a peck or a bushel.
Right, did you ever hear this called a turn of corn or a turn of meal?
To the mill?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. The amount of wood that you would carry in your arms, a part load of wood, would be a...
Armful.
In an electric lamp, in order to get it to burn, you have to screw in a...
Plug. A bulb.
Right. This is also called a light...
Light bulb.
To carry clothes out to hang on the line, if you don't have a dryer, you put them in a
basket.
Nails used to come in something like a small barrel. This was a
keg.
To put something in the top of a bottle to keep a liquid from spilling out, you would
stopper.
All right. Would this ever be called a cork?
Cork.
All right. Now it would be a. Would it
cork
be called
stopper?
Would it be called a stopper if it were cork?
Well, now, you may have to because you have different types of stoppers.
I see. A stopper could be cork or something else. All right. When you were growing up, maybe you or one of your family played a little musical instrument that you blew on.
Harp.
All right. Now, what about the musical instrument that you held between your teeth and you twanged?
Horn?
You twanged it, and you made the sound by opening and closing your mouth.
I don't remember that.
Did you ever hear it called a juice harp?
Yes, but I don't even remember what the juice harp looked like.
Okay.
I've heard of juice harp.
Fine enough. To drive, if we talked about driving in a nail, the tool that you would use to drive it in is
Hammer.
Now, do you remember wagons?
Yes, I remember wagon.
The part of the wagon that came up between the two horses was the
tongue.
Now, if you had a buggy, the two parts that came up on each side of the horse were the
stirrup.
That came up from the buggy, the stick.
Steps.
Okay. The part that the horses pulled on in a wagon was the
trace.
The trays. I'm talking about a part of the wagon.
The bed of the wagon.
Okay.
You see, you have the tongue, and then you have the wagon, the sides up on it called the bed.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a single tree?
Yes. I think they use that in plowing.
They do. See? Do you ever hear of a double tree? Or a double single tree?
I'm sure I did. I heard of the trees.
Mm-hmm. But you don't?
I don't know one from the other. But the double, I've heard them use a term.
All right. What about a tree? When they said the trees, what do you think of? What does it look like?
It's a little round concern that hitches onto the plow and the gear from the mules or the horses are hitched to that.